2. The Journey. My poor family was aghast at the news that their dear girl was going off to the Dark Continent, but nothing they could do or say would dissuade us. This was the great adventure I had been waiting for all of my life, and I embarked upon it with my usual steely determination and reckless abandon. I bought 4 new cotton dresses at Lord & Taylor, a pith helmet at a New York outfitter's, and a lifetime supply of cold cream. I got my passport and visas and underwent all the required inoculations. We sold our house, packed up our most precious belongings, and booked passage on a Farrell Line cargo ship called the SS African Glen, bound for Matadi, the Atlantic seaport in the Belgian Congo. The ship had accommodations for just 12 passengers, and we shared our stateroom with our lovable but ungainly Irish terrier, Sheila. Our destination was Rwanda-Urundi, now the 2 separate countries of Rwanda and Burundi, where Kenneth hoped to prospect for tin and gold. The transatlantic crossing was pure bliss. Friends and family came to see us off and celebrated our voyage with orchids and champagne. As the sun was setting, we slowly moved out of Brooklyn Harbor with our beloved ones standing on the pier, and I wondered if and when I would ever see them again. The days and nights at sea were heavenly. This was the closest thing to a honeymoon we ever had, and the future seemed full of hope and promise. We reached Matadi early in August of 1949, where we were to spend our first night in Africa. It was quite a shock to leave the confines of the big ocean liner for the smelly, dusty streets of this bustling West African seaport. The only hotel in town was booked solid, so we ended up spending the night in a shabby rooming house inhabited by drunken sailors and cockroaches 3 inches long, complete with whiskers. A chamber pot under the bed served as the sanitary facilities, and the mosquito netting had holes in it the size of tennis balls. The following day, we boarded a steam-powered locomotive passenger train and traveled the narrow-gauge railroad 200...